A Utah House panel killed a resolution on climate change Monday, but its supporters were pleased despite the defeat. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
State Representative Becky Edwards is giving a pep talk after a House committee voted her resolution down.
Ice cream cones all around.
Congratulations. Edwards is a North Salt Lake Republican, and she saw the bipartisan resolution as a success because it prompted an informative dialogue.
It's a great day at the Utah State Capitol that we've had a formal discussion in an official legislative committee on the issue of climate change.
Members of the House Committee on Economic Development and Workforce Services gave the resolution a warm reception. Even lawmakers who voted against it praised supporters, like Representative Carl Albrecht, a retired energy utility executive and Republican who represents the Richfield area.
I'm a multiple-use guy. Somebody mentioned divine in their presentation. I think God created this earth and us people to use those things that he put on this earth.
The bill died on a 5-5 tie, although there was no public testimony against it. But that didn't dampen the good spirits of those who backed the resolution. Kai Torrens is a Logan High School junior.
We're not going away. I mean, we're already planning on introducing this again next year and hopefully getting even broader support before doing that.
Lawmakers heard climate skeptic Roy Spencer on the issue 8 years ago. He said there's no need to worry about the changing climate. But the students, retirees, and activists who testified Monday had a starkly different message. They emphasized the risk to people and the environment. They urged lawmakers to take it seriously for future generations. Judy Faze, KUER News.